This is WCQS News. I'm Jeremy Loeb. Many people are planning to gather tonight in downtown Asheville at the Orange Peel to celebrate a man who, whether people know it or not, was hugely responsible for making Asheville into the thriving city it is today.
I'm Julian Price. On today's program, we'll walk across land that a quarter century earlier was lacking the flora and fauna one can see today. Coming up on This Land of Ours.
Julian Price hosting a radio show decades ago. That land of Price's at the time was California, but the Greensboro, North Carolina native would years later come to call Asheville home. If you're like me and many other people who moved to Asheville in recent years after falling in love with its vibrant arts community, memorable people, and beautiful mountain scenery, you may not have heard of Julian Price. But what I came to learn in doing this piece is that for many business owners and longtime residents of Asheville, you mention Julian Price, and they light up. So to find out who Julian Price was, I asked the person who probably knew him best.
Julian Price was a philanthropist, and he did unbelievable amount of things here in Asheville. From the time that he moved here, almost as soon as he got settled here, until the time that he died, he did a lot of stuff for Asheville to help it become a more beautiful and friendly place for everybody, not just for one class of people.
Meg McLeod is Price's widow. He died in 2001. We're talking about him today because his legacy lives on in many of Asheville's iconic businesses that, with his philanthropic loans, he helped get started, from the restaurant's Laughing Seed Cafe and Salsa's to Malaprop's Bookstore, the Mountain Express Community Paper, and the Fine Arts Theater. Some of those businesses simply wouldn't be here without him. And that includes the Orange Peel Music Venue, which tonight will screen the premiere of a new documentary about Price, an ambitious collaborative effort that included donated music sessions that paired the Asheville Symphony with local musicians, the music of which we're hearing now. It wasn't just how generous he was with his wealth that made Price stand out in Asheville. It was how much he cared so much about making things easier and more livable for the city's residents. Listen to this decades-old interview he did with WCQS on a walk around town.
That lift over there for the handicapped person is too high. His wheelchair might flip over. He wouldn't even want to go up on that street. Same thing over there. All it needs is a little... That's even too high. It ought to be even.
Now those same streets and sidewalks are a lot busier, but they are arguably pretty pedestrian-friendly. Last week, I walked around the town with Karen Ramshaw. She's the executive director of the loan company Julian Price started with co-founder Pat Whalen, Public Interest Projects.
It was that kind of thing, or, you know, the tree grates, or the way, you know, there were holes in the sidewalk, or things that weren't fixed. And, I mean, he was a real crank. You know, he would call, he would write, he would get groups of people together to write letters, and, I mean, he just never quit. And so there were a lot of those little things that actually make downtown more livable.
Yeah, so Julian rented an apartment downtown. He lived right here above what is now Asheville Market Basket.
If Julian were alive today in that apartment right across the street, would be this construction site where this mm-hmm. new hotel is being built. Mm-hmm. Do you have any insight as to what Julian Price would have thought about all the growth of Asheville?
You know, I'm living across the street, the noise would have driven him crazy, because that was one of the things that he had difficulties with. But I think that one of the things that Julian would have loved is seeing all these people on the sidewalk. To that extent, I think Julian would have been really, really happy about, you know, that there are all these people are wanting to come here, and that there are all these great local businesses, and that people are getting national attention, local businesses are getting national attention. That part would have been great. You know, I think that we have a lot of work to do. You know, it's interesting that when we started, almost all of the housing downtown was low income. It was low income elderly, and then there's a building owned by the housing authority. I think that one of his concerns would be that the diversity that we were working so hard to create down here
is at risk.
He's extremely inspirational.
Aaron Durham is the filmmaker behind the new Julian Price documentary.
I mean, he's been gone for over a decade, and people just think about him every day. And now I do, and I feel like that everybody I interview, they're just, I don't know, they're so inspirational. And I think that really is rooted in, you know, Julian's influence.
When Durham and Megan McLeod and Karen Ramshaw talked to me, it was obvious how inspired they were without them even telling me. He had inspired this documentary project, of course. And for me, I really got it, I think, when listening to some of Price's radio work. As we mentioned at the beginning, he did host some radio programs. He was also a big supporter of public radio and of WCQS. Hearing this person I have never met, his skill at telling a story and painting a picture was something that really stood out to me.
As Jim Revoir and I walked from his office in what used to be the headquarters building at Hamilton Air Force Base in Marin County, the sound overhead reminds him of his days in Vietnam, where he used to fly helicopters. But the battle he and partner Skip Berg are engaged in today is the big one. Revoir and Berg.
He was just really easy to talk to, and he was also really open. And so, I mean, he talked to the head of the Ku Klux Klan.
Mr. Ellis, I'd like to just begin by asking, when did you join the Klan and why? What were the events that in your life leading
okay.
up to that?
Sometimes it takes a pretty good while to tell this, but let me make it as abbreviated as I possibly can. I joined the Klan in the middle of the 60s. That was just about the time the civil rights movement was really beginning.
You know, he would talk to environmental groups. He would talk to scientists.
Good afternoon. You are in the elements. Walking along the beach where the sands of the Pacific Ocean meet the Mendocino coast, waves lap at your feet and nearby seagulls comb the beach for food. I'm Julian Price. Today we'll visit the coast of Northern California.
Julian was curious about everything.
Are there any moments that stick out to you as far as what Julian meant to Asheville?
It would be really interesting to go around and ask different people that question. I would love to hear the answers. I think for the people who he funded to help them get their projects going, they would say, if it hadn't been for Julian, I wouldn't be able to have this restaurant downtown that I dreamed about having. Mm-hmm. He helped me realize my dreams, I think, maybe would be, well, that would be what I would say. You listeners out there, if you have a dream of something that you'd like to do, know that it's important. Even though it may seem to other people like it's not important, if it's a dream of yours, it is important, and to believe in yourself.
I ain't got no expectations.
Meg McLeod is the widow of Julian Price. You can see the screening of the Julian Price documentary tonight at 7:30 at the Orange Peel, with live performances of music from local artists with the Asheville Symphony Sessions. And you can find the full interviews with McLeod and filmmaker Aaron Durham and take a walking tour of Asheville with Karen Ramshaw at our website, wcqs.org. In the coming days, you'll find more archival recordings of Julian Price there as well. For WCQS News, I'm Jeremy Loeb.
Past is just a passing ghost. What is it that hurts? If the shadows of what was, they no longer grace the earth. If freedom is forgetfulness of half the things you heard, what is it that holds on to your world? Well, I know it's a way